Well, a front-page splash in the Daily Telegraph attacking Bill Shorten for not being fully forthcoming about his mother's life has sparked condemnation, including from some within the News Corp tent. The Daily Telegraph yesterday ran with the headline, Mother of Invention, saying Bill Shorten's account of his mother's career setbacks because she was raising a family left out the fact that his mother, Anne Shorten, later obtained a law degree and practiced as a barrister. But there's been a backlash, particularly online, where many have taken to thanking their own mothers for sacrifices made. And the Daily Telegraph has been forced to defend its reporting. For more on this, I spoke to Mark Day, columnist for The Australian.
It would seem to me pretty plain that the intent was to leave the reader with a negative image of Bill Shorten and his honesty or willingness to embrace all the elements of the story. In fact, I think it's had the reverse result because Bill Shorten didn't take it lying down. He saw nothing to complain about in his behaviour or his mother's successes. And in the brouhaha that's followed, I think he's made his point very strongly. It's worked for him, I'm trying to say, rather than against him. And I'm not sure that that would have been the Telegraph's intention.
Bill Shorten has, of course, made a well-publicised decision not to meet with Rupert Murdoch ahead of this election campaign. Is that what is really going on behind this story?
Look, I think relationships between the Murdochs and News Corp and governments have been pretty consistent over the years. I've just been reading a book called Paper Emperors, all about the history of Australian newspapers from their beginning, from settlement. And one thing that comes through is that partisanship in newspapers, both in editorial and news columns, is not new. It's been with us since the day we had newspapers. Every election, we hear that this is shocking and wicked and wrong and never happened before. Well, quite the reverse. It happens every election. And I don't think people are terribly surprised about it. But nevertheless, it's worth asking whether it's right to involve families. And I think, generally speaking, it's families are best left out. That can't be a blanket rule because there are occasions where it's quite pertinent and where the public, I think, has a right to know. But generally speaking, let the politicians do the fighting, not the families.
Well, Labor, in some of its response to this, is upping the ante by saying that News Corp structuring means it's paid very little tax in recent years. Is there a war going on between the Labor Party and News Corp at the moment?
I would think that there's certainly a war going on between the Labor Party and News Corp. Whether there will be a war going on between the government or not, I don't know. I note that Rupert Murdoch allegedly said to Kerry Stokes that 4 years of Labor or 3 years of Labor wouldn't hurt anyone. News has lived with and without Labor governments over the years. They adjust to reality. That doesn't stop them from wanting to have a say at election time. They win some, they lose some.
But they will come to some sort of accommodation with the Labor Party should Labor win this election?
Oh, I think that follows pretty naturally. It's self-preservation, isn't it? I mean, if Labor gets up and all the indications at the moment, in spite of whatever view News Corp might have, would lead to that view as we stand at the moment, then, you know, News has got to live with Labor for the next 3 years. Well, they're not going to go out and seek to smash them in week one, are they? I mean, that would be pretty boneheaded, I would have thought.
That's Mark Day, columnist for The Australian newspaper.